January 6th committee goes primetime on Jack Callahan, Fox News.
January 6th was the culmination of an attempted coup.
Committee Chairman Benny Thompson opening a nationally televised hearing about last January's incursion at the Capitol building that included a documentary filmmaker's footage of the chaos and testimony from a Capitol Hill police officer who was wounded. Thompson said then-President Trump was at the center of a conspiracy to stop the transfer of power on the day that Congress met to certify the Electoral College results. Indiana Congressman Jim Banks, excluded from the committee by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, says the January 6th committee is deliberately ignoring reports of lax security at the Capitol.
We found serious issues related to how intelligence was gathered, disseminated. The head of the Capitol Police Union told me, he said that they weren't prepared for what happened on January 6th because rank-and-file police officers never received the intelligence that was gathered that said something weeks before January 6th is something bad could happen that day. They weren't equipped for it.
Ashley Babbitt, an unarmed protester, was shot and killed by a Capitol police officer during the incursion. Capitol police officer Brian Sicknick died of a stroke after returning to his office. Four other police officers committed suicide in the weeks that followed. The House has so far failed to act on a bill passed by the Senate to extend protection for Supreme Court justices to their families. While protests continue outside the homes of the conservative members of the court, last night at the home of Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
Just hours after the FBI executed a search warrant at the home of a California man arrested allegedly for plotting to murder Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Nicholas Roski was found outside the justice's home with a pistol, knife, pepper spray, duct tape, and ammunition.
Fox's Kevin Cork reports the suspect had said he was angry about the court appears to be on the verge of overturning Roe versus Wade. America is listening to...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Pete Arredondo, the embattled Uvalde, Texas school district police chief, has told the Texas Tribune he didn't consider himself to be the incident commander at the Uvalde elementary school shooting and assumed someone else was coordinating police response. Arredondo says they needed to try dozens of keys before finding the one that opened the door to the classroom where 19 students and two teachers were killed. Three people killed yesterday at a workplace shooting in Maryland.
Police say a gunman opened fire inside Columbia Machine, a Smithsburg, Maryland company where they make concrete-related products. Three people killed, another worker hurt. Then that gunman drove off. But Lieutenant Colonel Doffelmeyer of Maryland State Police says troopers hunted him down.
When the troopers went to stop the vehicle, the suspect immediately started firing multiple rounds at the troopers. The troopers returned fire, striking the suspect.
One officer hurt and hospitalized. That shooter identified as a 23-year-old man from West Virginia, but police aren't saying what they think drove him to kill yet. They did say the gunman and the victims had all worked at that company. Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Biden addressing the 9th annual Summit of the Americas last night, which the U.S. is hosting this year, telling the leaders gathered in Los Angeles.
We have an opportunity to find ways we can do better for all of our people by working together. And I emphasize together, together. That's what our people expect of us. And it's our duty to show them the power of democracies to deliver when democracies work together.
But Mexico's President López Obrador declined to attend the summit in Belize and Argentina criticized the president for excluding non-democracies from the summit. Labor Department reports on last month's consumer prices a few hours from now. Experts predict they will show inflation is still running at near record highs. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.